I am a huntress, a predator, and you are prey, the hunted. I watch you from the darkness. You feel my eyes on you, but you dismiss it as a trick of the mind. You toss and turn in your sleeping bag, clearly looking towards the door of your small cabin. A human had left it to use the bathroom, leaving you alone. How long had he been gone? You seem to wonder if it was fear making your time alone seem longer. Many people think that monsters hide in the light and only show themselves at night, but this is simply not true. The fact is that you probably saw me, but your mind simply justified what you saw as a tree or an animal. I knew your type the moment I saw you. An indoors person. Antisocial. And nervous. You were one of a group of seven. You had heard the legends of people coming out here and never coming back, but didn't want to look weak in front of your friends. I wonder how you would react if you knew that all of you were trespassing on my land. When a legend like mine is born, those who know of it either steer clear of this land or take it as a challenge to overcome. There used to be a time where all it took was fear to scare you off, but in the modern age, you have devices that can see me in the dark. Your kind is greedy, and through greed you would seek me out and tell your kind about me, spread my legend in a new light. I merely want to be in isolation. How many forests have you destroyed? How many animals have you accidentally slaughtered on your quest to tame the land and make it yours? Your kind wants too much to be God. They forget who gave them this land in the first place. I tried to scare you all away. Your fear isn't natural. You're nervous, not a coward. I did things. Stereotypes. My own mix of things. But they didn't work. I decided to use animal blood. It looks close enough to human blood, but your friends thought another one of them did it. Your kind is too stupid for their own good. But you're different. You didn't want to be here. This was not your choice. And looking at you from outside of the cabin shows someone who never meant to do any wrong. But I still can't let you leave this place. I will wait for sleep to inevitably take its hold on you. It will be easier to do what I have to do if you aren't struggling prior to me having you in my grasp. I have to move fast. He could wake up at any moment. Don't mind the tendrils, dear. Let them slither around you. Let them coil around and hold you. Completely in my grasp, and your mouth gagged. There isn't anyone left to hear you, but I so hate the sounds of screaming. Just open your eyes. There you go. Don't struggle.
You'll only hurt yourself. I know you're scared. But you don't have to fear me. There's no need to cry. You're already on the verge of hyperventilating, and I don't want you to suffocate yourself. Maybe this would be easier to do away from here. There's a vein. Don't tense up. You'll only feel a little prick. Done. See? You're already fast asleep. I should take some of his belongings so that he feels more comfortable. What is that? Damn it. Someone is calling you. I must have missed one of you. I'll lure him into my path and deal with him while retreating further into the woods. Two birds with one stone. There. What does it mean by I'm not there? Can these things track each other? Why is each generation more annoying than the last? What I mean was I'll meet you there. Damn it. I don't want to risk him waking up to me killing someone, but if he comes here, I might have no choice. Unless... if I tell him that the monster is coming, and break this device, I could scare him in the direction of where I want to go. Yeah. Alright, now how hard did I have to squeeze to break the last version of... Oh. Well, they certainly downgraded in the resistance department. The last phone is still buried in my cave because not even I could crush it. Alright. Let's get out of here. Are you awake? Dear, you can't move. That's to be expected. It's been some time since I used my venom to paralyze someone for the purpose of preserving them. Where am I? I'm all around you. What am I? There are no words in your dialect to show what I am, nor are there words in any dialect. A better question would be, what did your kind want me to be known as? The answer to that is also very complex. I am many things, yet I am one thing. Or maybe... you wanted to know what I fall under? Angel? Demon, perhaps? A monster. I am a creature of unfathomable form, crafted in the shape of what I see fit. Only one thing is certain. This land, the forest, the trees, the creatures that move underground, the birds in the air, and those who enter against my wishes, they are all mine. The second you and your friends entered this land, the land that I myself had cursed, your fates were all sealed. However, you were different. I might be a monster in your eyes, but I am not cruel. I knew by just looking at you that coming here wasn't your choice. But I also couldn't let you leave. Do you see the problem? So warm. So fragile. Your kind sees themselves as gods in a world that they haven't grasped the surface of. Have you ever stopped to consider that to some things you're just insects? Your body is simple, yet so fascinating. By now you've probably realized that you're the only one I haven't killed. Or did that thought not go through your mind as you didn't want to think about it? I thought as much. But do not worry. I was not cruel to them. I did my best to make them pass as quickly as possible. At the end of the day, you are all still living creatures who were once a member of the domain that I was gifted. But you knew there was a reason why this land was avoided. You never wanted to come here. So, I will give you a choice that I haven't offered since the wheel and fire, since I was created out of dust and stone, since my flesh was created and this land became mine. Do you find this form less frightening? Sit up. Good. Bioluminescence? That's what your kind would call it. This is my realm. You see, ancient gods, monsters, and beliefs, they are all powerful beings that you simply don't understand. The closest a human will ever get to understanding is when they die and shed their suits of flesh and bone, when the limitations of the brain are discarded, and they can truly see what it's like to enter a state of immortality. Heaven and hell are realms like this one. You are at my core, where I was conceived. This form is nothing more than a manifestation of flesh made to look like someone you would find attractive. However, I can be anything you want me to be. You will not grow old here, and when you die, or rather, if I kill you, your soul will be free to linger here or leave to find a more suitable place to spend eternity. In reality, the chances of you finding your way back here are slim, even though I would not be opposed to it. I like my solitude, but I do crave at least one other thing here to keep me company. So here are your two choices. Stay with me, or face oblivion. Good choice. I do know that you're terrified of me. Perhaps you think that I care whether or not this deal was backed on desire for love or a deep carnal desire to procreate. I cannot have children, human. Nor do I care whether or not you love me. However, I do not have to care, as your kind does not know what eternity is like. You will either learn to like me, or you will eventually fall in love out of pure desperation to feel something besides bitter emptiness.
That is the curse of immortality. I can't let you leave because you are attached to my realm. However, you aren't connected like me to where you can live in your own realm. Let me show you what I mean. Look at the walls around you. The red glow that they give off is not due to a natural reaction. They are there because I'm using my body to make this form. The ground you walk on, the walls you touch, and the roof above you, they are all me. I spread and exist like a hive mind. I can feel everything I touch, and I control how I spread. They all work so I can look like this. Anything you desire can be replicated. In here, I am the closest definition to a god that a mortal can see. I am your goddess. There is no one else in this realm, except you and me. So, don't resist. I know your type. I saw that look in your eyes. That you thought of something before forcing it down and looking so flustered. What did your mind create? Interesting. Someone so timid wants the affection of a creature so powerful. I can't say that I dislike this form, though. You look nervous, darling. This creature is what you wanted, isn't it? From my wolf-like ears to the jet-black fur on my paw-like feet, you wanted a hellhound, or at least a woman that looks like the mixture of one. You felt bound by the chains of your realm because you didn't know how to speak for yourself. You want a strong woman to take control, don't you? I'll make you forget about your realm. Now, let's get a little more in character, shall we? So, you thought that you could come through here and not attract attention? A small boy like you? Are you scared, boy? Is the big, scary monster who's about to take you away scaring you? I'll tell you what. I'll give you a 10-second head start. Although you should keep in mind that the longer you get away, the rougher I'll be. So, I suggest lying down and waiting, unless you know for a fact that you can escape. Now stand. Good boy. Run. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine,
we go. Game over. Hold still. You're already hard. You like this, don't you? Naughty boy. Finally! Don't you fucking dare try and push me off. If you want to play rough, I'll skip kissing and go straight to biting your skin until someone can identify me based on my impression my jaw leaves on you. Are you a virgin? No reply. Well, you're sure as hell moaning like one. This is where you deserve to be. Under me. A boy like you can't last alone. Even the wind would push you down and have its way with you. Oh. You look up at me with a face that holds so many mixed emotions. You keep looking at me. Look at the fire in my eyes and the way I'm drooling on your chest. Oh, that light tingle of my warm saliva that soaks into your skin and makes you want more and more. Oh, do you want a taste? Don't answer. You never had a choice. You're limp now. Have you finally submitted? Was it that easy to break you? This is your first time having sex, and you're already looking like a slut. Eyes rolling back in your head while your tongue lolls out of your mouth. Oh, don't bite it, puppy. You'll need it for later. So, are you going to come? Do it. Come. Oh, come. Come, yes, 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 come. Almost. You have good taste, human. That was the most fun I've had in years. It combines my favorite pastime with such an intimate feeling. You look like you enjoyed yourself. Don't respond, darling. Just because you're here doesn't mean you can't grow tired. Even the mortal need rest. Come on. Rest your head against my chest.
You've always wanted to do this to a woman that looks like this, right? Such a weird concept. But I suppose that it is a good pastime. I think I'll stay like this for a while. Good night.